Sam woke up in the morning just to find that he wasn't feeling normal as every day. Something had gone horribly wrong with his body. His ears were blocked. His nose was clogged. He opened his eyes, but all he could see around him was some blurry figures. He blinked and rubbed his eyes, but nothing changed. Hey, what's going on? He thought. Am I dreaming? To add to his woes, his body started itching. He tried calling his mom, but his tongue was heavy. His voice sounded like a baby's gurgle. Oh my God, what's the matter with me? Has some ghost possessed me? He wondered. He lay still in his bed, not knowing what to do. He postponed his morning walk, but his brain was alert. It knew what chaos had taken place. Sam's sensory organs had gone on a strike. Now what's that? Well, it's just refusing to work. Why was that? Well, they had arranged a meeting. The committee comprised of 5 members, that is the 5 sensory organs. They argued over each other's importance for the human body. They wanted to elect their president. The ears grumbled.
What do you think will happen if we stop listening? The tongue will be speechless. She will just blabber instead of responding.
The tongue lashed out.
Geez, you think you are the smartest? What is the point of sheer listening if one does not respond? The humans will be tongue-tied and they will be called dumb. What if I stop functioning? Won't the food be tasteless?
The eyes rolled and rolled. Yet lost you too. Man cannot bear to lose his eyesight. He could be dumb and he could be deaf. But blind? No. Consider this. If a man is driving a car, all he needs to see is the signal light and the street ahead of him. That's sufficient to drive. So, we are number 1. The eyes rolled and rolled. Get lost, you too. Man cannot bear to lose his eyesight. He could be dumb and he could be deaf. But blind? No. Consider this. If a man is driving a car, all he needs to see is the signal light and the street ahead of him. That's sufficient to drive. So we are number 1. The ears got irritated.
What? Are you out of your mind? What if the signal lights are not functioning? You need to hear the blowing of the horns and the sound of police whistle in the traffic.
Now the eyes felt defeated. An idea struck them. They whispered in the ears. Look, we agree. We both are important, so let's join hands. We can push the tongue aside. The ears nodded in agreement.
Just then, the nose began to sneeze. Ach! Ach!
Well. Looks like you have forgotten me. I am the most important organ. If I stop allowing the air to pass through my passage, what will happen to mankind? Besides, I make them alert by smelling. A bad, rotten smell drives them away, and a sweet scent attracts them. So, obviously, I am the most important one.
The skin couldn't tolerate this.
Look at you. Of what use are you if you can't judge the difference between heart, Just try and dip yourself in a hot bath and load and let me know the result. First, humans need to stay alert by judging the temperature of hot water. That is, by touching the container. Thus, they can work with caution. So, take your words back. Now, the brain decided to intervene. It asked the eyes to open up and start working. Sam had just been out on the street for a walk. All of a sudden, he could see clearly and was saved of falling into a ditch in front of him. He thanked his eyes. Then, the brain ordered the ears to open. He could hear some whimpering sound coming from the ditch. His skin too had started acting. Sam bent down to look inside, but it was too dark in there. He touched the object. The object was soft to touch, and it moved. Oh my God, he thought. Someone has fallen inside. His tongue had loosened by then. He yelled, "Help! Help!" People ran to see what happened. Together, they pulled a small puppy out of the ditch. Thus, he had saved the puppy's life. Everyone thanked him. The brain remarked, "So guys, bravo, you saved a life. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? You did it in unity. You all are a blessing to mankind. Hence, you have equal importance. Nonetheless, the presidentship stays with me."